أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at the month of Dhul Hijjah, and in particular the day of Arafah, because the Prophet said Al-Hajj al-Arafah, the Hajj is Arafah because of the abundance of God's rahmah and forgiveness of every sin on that day. And I'd like to repeat one of the hadith that I quoted, where Imam Sajjad heard someone ask of something from another on the day of Arafah, and he said, today you ask of another? Today, if you were to ask Allah for a change in a baby in the womb to become righteous, He would oblige. And we've been looking at Dua al-Arafah. And today I'd like to come at the end of this. So right at the end of Dua al-Arafah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam raises his head and he looks towards the sky with eyes full of tears. He said with an audible voice, and remember I mentioned that Bishr and Bashr were the two brothers who listened to Imam. So this is the last bit, and we'll go over each bit. Here Imam asks one request, which really covers everything we want in life. Imam says, Ya Asma' al-Sami'een, O the one who is the listener. Ya Absar al-Nadhirin, O the one who is the observer. Ya Asra al-Hasibin, O the one who is the accountant, the one who is the one who will take account. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, O the one who is the most merciful, who is extremely merciful. Salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, send blessings on Muhammad and the household of Muhammad. Was'aluka Allahumma, and I ask you, O Allah, Hajati, a request. التي إن أعطيتنيها لم يضرني ما منعتني. This request, if you give me, none can take it away from me. وإن منعتنيها لم ينفعني ما أعطيتني. And if you don't give it to me, nothing or no one can benefit me. Now this is what we're asking for. أسألك, I ask you, فقاق رقبتي من النار, that you free my neck from the fire, that you free my neck from agitation. And then the dua ends with La ilaha illa ant, there is no God but you. Wahdaka la sharika lak, only you. There is no partner with you. Lakal mulk wa lakal hamd, to you belongs the kingdom and to you belongs all praise. Wa anta ala kulli shayin qadir, and you have power over everything. Ya Rabbu, Ya Rabbu, Ya Rabbu, Ya Rab, and you end with as many times as possible, oh my Rabb. Now the secret here is in the first four Asma'ul Husna. Asma al-Sami'een, Absar al-Nadhirin, Asra al-Hasibin, and Arham al-Rahimin. And if you can in short remember eyes, or rather ears, eyes, numbers, and hugs, then a salawat on the Ahlul Bayt. After that, tell him there is something that only he can grant. And all you're asking for is freedom from the fire, which means in essence asking for total freedom from agitation in the dunya and in the akhirah. So by extension, it's saying to want, not to want. I repeat again, you're asking Allah to want, not to want, except what He wants. Which means to have reached a place where the poet Allama Iqbal describes beautifully. In Urdu he says, Khudi ko kar buland itna ki har taqdeer se pehle khuda bande se khud puche, bata teri rza kya hai. A very rough translation with apologies to the poet. Increase your selflessness to such heights that before creating each destiny, Allah Himself would have to ask the human being, what is your opinion about this? So my two pennies worth. Please recite this last bit of this dua, not only today and on the day of Arafah, but on every single day. And if we can ingrain it in us, that's what we want. To want, not to want, except what He wants, and freedom from total agitation in the dunya and in the hereafter. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are at total contentment in the dunya and the akhirah, just as in Surah Al-Fajr, when Allah says, Ya ayatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, irji ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.